welcome, ladies and gentlemen, at Tipton High School, Tipton, Indiana, wishing you a happy Thanksgiving just a couple of days away. We welcome you to tonight's education-based school varsity boys, varsity boys basketball game. And tonight is the Pilgrim's Cup. Five Central Trojans, the Tipton Blue Devils. One on the season, we'll mention. Internet radio broadcast is made possible. AudioSportsOnline.net. ASO, that's Robbie Kendall. Providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com. 2008. The teams are on the court right now. They're getting loose right now. They're shooting shots at their leisure. We're missing the captains. They're meeting right now with the officials. Going to be three officials here in the varsity game. And we'll talk a little bit about each school. We'll talk about home team on the scoreboard. The team on the scoreboard, that's the Tipton Blue Devils. It's in the gym capacity right here at 3,050. And they're going to perform in the Pilgrim's Cup tonight. Catching their Class 2A, Sectional 39. There are seven in their sectional. Sectional will happen right here at Tipton High School. Their sectional will be Blackford, Eastbrook, Eastern, Elwood, Addison Grant, Taylor, mentioned principal, Tipton High School, I should say I mentioned those sectional foes in alphabetical order. Principal here at the high school is Craig Leach. Athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Bert Emmert. Tipton High School is located 619 Main Street. That's Tipton, Indiana, 46072. And reach them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's tcc.k12.in.us. Imagine that where the colors blue and white. They're wearing white tonight, home basketball game. Perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are currently nine teams in the Hoosier Conference. Alphabetically, they are in the East Division, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. These are alphabetical. The West Division, in Central, Central Catholic, Pennsylvania Central, Penn Lake, Lafayette. Apparently, the Blue Devils, no wins, no losses, as mentioned. This is game one on the season on the 21st of November. Putting right here on a Tuesday night. Mention the head coach, Tipton Blue Devils, is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 64 wins, 53 losses, his fifth year here at Tipton High School. Overall, he's working in year number 43. 561 wins, 392 losses. The next game on the agenda for Tipton will be Friday, December 1st. Here at 6 o'clock and at 7:30 for the varsity. I will mention there'll be no broadcast that evening for Put Me In Sports. Remind you again if it's following the end of the game. I mentioned that night, December 1st, on a Friday, Tipton travel Frankfurt. Now we'll talk a little bit about the Hoosier Conference. Game night tonight. Game night on the agenda this evening. Pick one on the 11th. The first day of November. 7:30 start tonight in the Hoosier Conference. Benton Central, they're out of the West Division. Go against Frontier, and Frontier will have to be the home team. 8 o'clock start tonight will be Kankakee Valley. Travel to Rensselaer Central. Rensselaer Central, another West Division basketball team. 7:30 start tonight, that's Madison Grant. Be at Northwestern. Northwestern, East Division basketball team in the Hoosier Conference. 7:30 starts tonight. It's Tri-Central right here with the Tipton Blue Devils. Devils and East Division. Oh, we'll also mention 7:30 podcast, I should say, ball game tonight at Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes will be at Winnemac. That's a 7:30 start. Another final start tonight, 7:30. It'll be Western at Kokomo. So they'll see a little bit about Corey Badunga. For Badunga, as you know, yeah, I think he's selected a college. We'll mention colleges that have been selected very often. I think Corey Badunga is an upstanding young man. I said he's going to go to Kansas. Also mentioned tonight, visiting team on the scoreboard, that's the High Central Trojans. High Central Trojans High School was founded in 1970. Back home at Tri-Central, they have a gym capacity of 2,200. Class 1A, sectional 55. There are five teams in their sectional. Sectional will be played at Tri-Central High School. Both teams on the floor tonight are going to host their own sectionals. Mention in their sectional, Tri-Central. Along with second right there is Anderson Prep. Also Cowan, Fanville, go figure, Liberty Christian. Also mentioned the principal, Tri-Central High School, is Adam Long. Athletic director is Gary Rue. We appreciate him. Athletic secretary is Jim Rummel. The athletic trainer is Terry Shortridge. Tri-Central High School is located at 2115. That's 500 North, Sharpsville, Indiana, 46068. You can dial them by telephone at 765-963-2560. On the web, you can find them at tri-central-trojans.com. On the Twitter, it's at tri-c, letter C, Trojans, for the colors royal blue, old Dwight. We're mentioned there in the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Alphabetically in the Hoosier Heartland, it's Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars, we're just trying to differentiate out of Carroll in Fort Wayne. It's in Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Delphi, Eastern, Rossville, Everton, Taylor, Price Central. As mentioned, first game of the evening, Central Trojans 0-0. We'll mention their head coach is Cam Heineman. Cam Heineman working in year number two at Tri-Central. 7 wins, 18 losses. Next game on their agenda after tonight will also be Friday, December 1st. Clark JV 7:30 varsity. Cowan be at Tri-Central. Talk a little bit about the Hoosier Heartland Conference. Games happening tonight. Mission game night tonight. Three games on the agenda. 7:30 start is Cass. Carroll. 7:30 start Taylor. Central Christian. 7:30 start Wright Central is right here. The Gibson Blue Devils. And on Wednesday, that's tomorrow, they're going to play again. There's going to be three more games. The Hoosier Heartland Conference in November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful for. Mentioned three games tomorrow night, 7:30 start. Clinton Prairie be at Frankfort, 7:30 start. Delphi will be at Rossville. Yeah, conference game, 7:30 start. Eastern will be at Frankton tomorrow night. So, getting ready to form a tunnel right here across the gym floor. A lot of the Blue Devil folks lined up and welcome the Blue Devils out on the floor. And tell you what, earlier, the public address, they welcomed a young man. They welcomed a young man. That is Sir Alec Weddle. Alec Weddle, what a young man. I tell you what, every time I see that guy, I think of royalty. I think of a good young man. And we'll mention Mr. Alec Weddle. He's a student athlete in Blue Devils. And he was recently diagnosed recently with that C word. And the word can only be a C in a lot of cases. If they're going to fight him, he's going to look right there. He just got out of the hospital, I think, about a week ago. He's growing up right here. He's grown up right here. Gibson. Tipton High School, El Rizuelo. So they're working right now on the floor. And then we'll mention a little bit about what's going to happen tonight. It's going to be the Blue Devils hosting Christ Central Trojans. And ought to be a good game. I've got to admit, it was 3 years ago. Double check here. 3 years ago, I believe it was. It was in this gym. Christ Central Trojans. Since the halftime, tied at 33. So we'll see what the game's going to be like tonight. I mentioned there's some tall folks on the floor. I say the Blue Devils had some tall folks in that JV contest. Blue Devils had a guy on 6'8", that's Grayson McFall. 6'7", Sam Hummerkaus, also dressed on the varsity. 5, Zachary Ridgway. And they got a good group of young men. And so do the Tri-Central Trojans. The coaching staff come right there out of the doorway in the locker room, and they'll make their way over. They're going to wear the blue overcoats. They're dressed systematically. They're going to take their benches over there, take their seats. 2:25 left pregame. Get ready for basketball here at Austin High School. Looking for the good game, we'll mention tonight's broadcast support sponsors are the Floor Store, Acadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage, Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville, Hope Jewelers, they're downtown Tipton, M. Vandy Restaurant, they're right here in town, Tipton Heights, a lot of high school kids go there, but before football games, they would show up there and they'd eat spaghetti. So that's good food, good friends, and good times. So Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21, Real Estate. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Noblesville Trophies, they're down Noblesville way. We'll mention tonight's game is also being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. And we'll also mention bringing you tonight's ball game is Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, along with GM Auto here west of Arcadia. Trips Auto Sales and Service. And I'm working right there on the floor. That's who's going to bring this game to you, making it possible. 52 seconds left on the pregame. Clock's going to roll down. Getting ready to have the national anthem here shortly. Both teams are in their huddle. I should say, High Central taking some final warm-up shots in a three-point shot. Comes off, wouldn't go. Taking that shot was number 30. Drake Ramsier. So I'm appreciative of a coach giving me some pronunciations. He says it's Ramsier. So good way to go. That's R-A-M. Y-E-R-J-M. They're getting ready to have the national anthem here shortly. In their huddles right now. Clock's going to empty out. 5, 4, 3, 2. Getting ready for national anthem. I think Tri-Central going to stand. Blue Devil's going to stand. We're going to listen to the Tipton Blue Devil Pet Band. Pet Band going to play the national anthem. Going to be live. I was right here at Tipton High School. Too long ago, I think it was last year, got to hear a saxophone. It was great. I'm going to go to the hospital. That's our national anthem. It excites a lot of folks. Yeah, starting right here with the lineups, we're going to mention every rostered member. Talk about Tri-Central. Non-starters for Tri-Central, first game of the year. Wearing number 12, Landon Grant. He's a senior, but he is not available tonight. Wearing number 14, Isaiah Fowler. He's a junior, 6'1". Also tonight, wearing number 30, Drake Ramsier. Take that back. We'll back that up just a second. Number 22, Logan Sargent. Sophomore, 5'11". 24, Tanner England, 6'1", junior. For 40, Jay Jankowiak. Jay Jankowiak, there we go. We'll try to get that repeated throughout the evening. He's 6'4", sophomore. Also starting non-starter tonight is number 44, Aaron Hoback, 6'2", junior. Coach is Cam Heineman. Starters in tonight's ballgame, Tri-Central, wearing number 10, 6'2", senior, Destin Newcomb. So starting number 20, 6'1", senior, Leighton Henderson. Starting tonight, number 30, 5'11", junior, Drake Ramsier. Wearing number 42, 6'2", junior, Logan Yount. And wearing number 50, 6'5", senior, Trenton Pat. The head coach is Cam Heineman. Now, the Blue Devils, non-starters in today's ballgame. Wearing number 2, Peyton Aller, he's a freshman. Wearing number 4, Gavin Hare, he's a senior. Wearing number 5, double check there, number 15, Drake Johnson. Drake Johnson, a 5'11 senior. Number 21, Landon Spidell, he's a 6'2" junior. For 33, that's Sam Humrickhouse. Sam Humrickhouse, 6'7". He's a junior. Now the starters for the Blue Devils. They'll start like this. Number 3, 6'6" junior, Brady Carpenter. Having number 5, 6'1" junior, Kim Quigley. Wearing number 11, Noah Swan, 6'1" senior. Number 12, Ryan Tracy, 6'4" senior. And number 23, 6' senior, Jackson Money. The coach of the Blue Devils is Mr. Cliff Hawkins. So we're going to finish up the lineups right there. Looking on the foot right there, and cheerleaders working right there, greeting classmates, teammates. And then they're walking out in session 5 right here, meeting 5 with the coaches. You've got 8 minutes on the game clock. So those teams, they got photographers here, we'll mention also there, the officials, right in front of the scores bench. But y'all got their respective position, and here comes basketball. I'm going to jump it up for Tri-Central. Be number 50, Trenton Pats. Trenton Pats, 6'5" senior. Going to jump it up against Brady Carpenter. Brady Carpenter wears number 3, 6'6". Going to point the direction. The wild bunch right here. Here comes tip-off. Blow the whistle away. Comes the toss. Up is a good one. Tip to the backcourt, picked up by Nolan Swan. For the baseline to get back some money. Outside the arc, 2 3-point shot, Sam Quigley. 3-point bucket on the play right there off the tip. We're going to see the front court. They're going to move the ball around. Ball's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up. Go off the glass. 2-point shot, good. Graydon Carpenter nearly tipped back through the net. By number 50, Trenton Pass. Good size guy. We're going to work it back the other direction. We'll go off the glass. Point shot good for Nolan Swan. He's tipping in the backcourt. Go drive through the hoop there. 2-point shot wouldn't go. Blue Devils. Shot taken right there by number 12, Ian Tracy. Shot wouldn't go. Front court. Shot taken there by Trenton Pass. Back the other direction. the two-point bucket off the glass to Grady Clarkson. So they're going to take a timeout right there. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Floor Store. Floor Store at the east edge of Tipton. Stop by and look around. Showroom may leave you speechless. You may find shopping online isn't really necessary when experience is required. They are just east State Road 28. Don, the car dealership at 1003 East Jefferson Street. Yes, Jefferson Street and State Road 28. Same road, different name. In Indiana, that's Blue Devil Country. Steve and Carolyn Swan put into a hand when they can also support your choices along with your decisions. They also support the hometown kids wearing the blue and white at the Floor Store, Tipton 1003. Jefferson Street. They're inbound the basketball. Backcourt 84 feet away. Tri-Fitchell. Ball brought in 42. Logan Yalas. In the backcourt trying to get across the timeline. They'll pass to the front court. Trenton pass. They're working left side. Going to go off the glass. In the paint. Shot wouldn't go. That was 30. Drake Ramsey. Ball skipped away. Six steps. Going to go alley-oop play. Nolan Swan. Going to go right side. Point bucket good for Grady Carpenter. It's going to be a tip out of bounds. Nolan Swan tips it. Bounds in the backcourt. It's going to stay in the hands. Tri-Central. They'll bring it in the backcourt. On the dribble, you're looking to get a pass away. You're going to get across the timeline on the dribble. Up in there in front of the scores. Which is right here. That was number 30. Drake Ramsey. In the front court on the dribble, out top with the basketball. That's number 10. They're moving around. The Stetson and Newcomb. Get it back in the paint. Going to work his way up. Quarter off the paint. Out of the paint. Wouldn't go. Two-point shot. Couldn't go for Leighton Henderson. Back the other direction. Three-point shot. Right elbow extended. Wouldn't go. To Jackson Money. Ball steps out of bounds on the carom. Belongs to Tri-Central, the Trojan. They're bringing in right of the bucket on the baseline. Get the ball in, Trenton pass. Pass go to the front court. That's Stetson. Stetson takes a three. Shot wouldn't go, rebound, Jackson Money. Blue Devils. Pass, cross court, Sam Quigley. They get to Nolan Swan. He'll take a three, it'll rim out. Wouldn't go, rebound, Carum. Brady Carpenter. They're working back out top, they're working back to Carpenter. Carpenter going to dribble in the paint. The foul whistle. He whistled on the floor, Brady Carpenter. Bring the ball in. The first foul whistled here in the ball game. We're in the first quarter. 5:37 left. First quarter. It's 11-0. Blue Devils in front. The glass shot wouldn't go. Jackson Money. Rebound putback is good. Ryan Tracy in the paint. 13-0 advantage. Ball's in the front court. High central. Going to go to the side court line. Going to defend. Defending hard there with Jackson Money, Sam Quigley. Basketball right there held by Drake Ramsey. It's going to go out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Tri-Central. Going to work it back out top behind the arc. He'll pass it down low. Fast. They're going to call an offensive foul. Trenton pass. Going hard to the hoop in the paint. Setting up for the charge. They're going to whistle this foul on the Trenton pass. He has one. Foul number two. Blue Devil's going to bring it in from the backcourt. They're working across the timeline. The right side, now left side. Tracy going to give it back down low. Reverse layup is good. Jackson Money. Brought in Tri-Central Trojan. Drake Ramsey across court pass. They'll pass to the front court. Get the ball. There's going to be an offensive foul. They're going to whistle this foul. 42, Logan Yount. The ball's going to be brought in left of the bucket. Going to be the third team foul here in the first quarter. They do have a new rule right now in the foul department. We'll cover that when we see that. We'll talk about that there. The IHSAA put a new rule in each quarter. But we're on the left side. We're going to run the perimeter outside the arc. Jackson Money. Then move at the baseline to get it to Nolan Swan. So brings to Tracy outside the arc. Three-point shot rims out for Grady Carpenter. Down tri-circle of the Trojans. Trojans going to go to the front court. Go off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. And the work it back. Rebound out of there. 12. And landing to 12. That was high in Tracy to get to the front court. The right side behind the arc. And quickly, three-point shot wouldn't go. Down secured. Tri-central. The timeline out of Walker's. The job pace. Your right side, excuse me, left side on the dribble. Step back, three-point shot. Tri-central. Shot taken by 40. A Kogiak. I wouldn't go. Then outside the arc. Three-point shot in the air. Got it. A Sam Quigley. Blue Devils have an 18-point advantage. We're going to the timeline on the dribble. Pass it adjacent to the timeline. Teammate 42, Logan Yount. They're going to whistle a foul on the Blue Devils. We'll take that back. Ball went out of bounds. So it is the ball back in bounds. Tri-Central. They'll bring it in. It'll be brought in. Side court. Tri-Central. Gets the basketball brought in right there by Chan Sexton Newcomb. He gets the ball back. Running for it. A stolen basketball there, a steal, is Grady Carpenter. He goes up and puts it through the rim. So they're working back around. And there's going to be a foul whistled. So foul's going to be whistled. First foul on the Blue Devils. The first foul, the foul whistled on number 23, Jackson Money. Ball's going to be brought in, adjacent to the scores bench. He brought in right there, teammate, Stetson Newcomb, brought in. 44, Aaron Hoback. Hoback in the ball game off the bench. We're going to do the baseline, going to drive it in. Baseline drive, ball's going to be kept out of bounds. We're going to say it was last touch. The hard drive right there, dribble drive. High Central, they'll bring the ball back in. Deep in the corner. It'll be contested straight up. Principal of verticality there. Working right there with Jackson Money. Out top, three-point shot. Rimmed out, wouldn't go. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be last touch by Tri-Central. And last touch there by 44, Aaron Hoback. Going to bring the ball in, ride the bucket on the baseline. Jackson Money. The front court, Nolan Swan. The dribble, he'll work at left side, Grady Carpenter. Outside the arc, right, left elbow extended. Shot's good. Right at the bucket. Number five, Sam Quigley. 23-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Going to be a timeout call. Strike Central. But this great 23-nothing contest. 2:49 left. Here in the first quarter. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you by Arcadia Industrial Park and Self Storage. Indoor, outdoor storage. Tech storage. Protect your investments. Keep them safe. Boats, RVs, special vehicles, etc. And call them. You can reserve your space now. 317-774-1500. That's 317-774-1500. And go to IPSIndiana.com. Indiana Industrial Park and Self-Storage. So they're going to bring the ball in. It'll be brought in front of the coaches right there, Tri-Central. But into the front court. Dribble around. We're going to go baseline with it. They're going to drive in. Taking a shot there. Wouldn't go. That was 40. Jay back in Ogden. We're going back the other direction. Go off the glass. Nearly a slap on the backboard. Rebound put back. Good. For Jackson Money. They'll go to the front court. A whistle a foul. Gonna whistle this foul. On number 40. Foul whistled on Jay and Kogiak. 25-0, just an advantage for the Blue Devils. We're going to right side behind Art. Nolan Swan, you should say left side. But Nolan Swan between the legs over baseline. Grady Carpenter outside the arc. Nolan Swan is going to get the three-point bucket. Going to whistle a foul while he was still in the air. Put him on the line. That's going to be the fifth foul here in the first quarter. Nolan Swan's going to get one. This is the only time they'll shoot one in a basketball game from middle school up. After five fouls, the player that got fouled goes to the foul stripe and shoots two. That's every foul shot, shoots two. No one got the three-point play. Every shot, two shots. And like I said, the only one shot you'll get as free throw line is like no one just did there with a three-point play. The five fouls at the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Go brand new, and you start brand new at zero fouls in the contest. Back in the ballgame for the Blue Devils is going to be number 23, Jackson Money. The breather is number 5, Sam Quigley. He brought in, and he tipped away there as Grady Carpenter, guarding the inbound, tipped it out of bounds. They'll move the spot for the ball there. They'll go from the right side of the bucket back to the left side of the bucket. It's going to be brought in. Tricentral, Stetson Newcomb. Tall pass, left elbow. That's number 50, Trenton Pass. In the paint, they'll take a shot. Shot rims around, wouldn't go. Rebound tipped in. Tipped Gavin Hare in the ballgame. He's a senior. Going to go off the glass. Two-point shot, good. Jackson Money for two. The one-point advantage. Going to work it behind the arc. Going to work it left side. Elbow right side. He'll dish off to Stetson. Stetson Newcomb. Going to go up for a shot. Shot wouldn't go, but he got fouled. Foul is going to be absorbed. Number 40, Jay Jankowiak. And he'll shoot two. He'll shoot two legitimately. That's for a foul shot. He's being fouled in the act of shooting. He'll eye the first one. He'll fly it, and he got it. So that's number 40, Jay Jankowiak. Get one more. He shot foul. Fouled in the act of shooting. Here comes a shot. Second shot also good. But the 29-point advantage for Tipton, 31-2. Go to the court right there is Nolan Swan. We're going to get him. Stetson Newcomb. We're going to right side to go side to paint. Floater. That was Grady Carpenter for two. So I bring the call to the front court. The dribble right there is Stetson Newcomb. He'll pass it back out top. And the dribble is 30. Drake Ramsier. Going to drive hard to the hoop. They're going to whistle a foul. This is going to be called on Tipton. Get shooting foul. So he'll get to the strike. That's number 30, Drake Ramsier. Ramsier going to shoot two. 1:01 left here in the first quarter. First shot, Isaac flies it. Got it. They're 3-for-3 at the line tonight. 33-3, shooting his second shot. That's number 30, Drake Ramsier, the 5'11 junior. Second shot, so good. He brought in from the backcourt, Jackson Money. His leg dribble is on the timeline, 6'6", pretty good dribbling exhibition. He Carpenter, the back, and he gets the ball back out. Long three-point shot, good. No one swung. 3 points. 41 seconds left here in the quarter. Work it right side. Work it right there outside the arc. From the corner, shot would go. Rebound, no one swung. And work right side off the glass. Got the bucket. That was Tracy. Ryan Tracy. He's a 6'4 senior. And bring the ball to the front court. Now Stetson Newcomb. Number 10 for Tri-Central. He'll bounce it down low in the paint. Take a shot. Going to be fouled in the act of shooting. Working hard there in the paint with number 50, Trenton Pass. 6'5" and senior. He's going to shoot a couple right here. He'll eye the first one. Shot good. Five on the board. All five are free throws for Tri-Central. 13 seconds left here in the first quarter. Second shot wins out with a goal rebound. Grady Carpenter. Pass it to the timeline. It gives to Nolan Swan. The dribble back out. The circle. That's number three. Long three-point shot off the glass. Go for Grady Carpenter. Rebound is secured by Tracy. Turnaround jumper is going to be just behind Buzzer. So at the end of one quarter of play, Blue Devils 38. Tri-Central 5. We'll mention tonight's ball game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. If you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, the high-quality choice isn't far away. You can call Indiana Express Rentals at the south edge of Noblesville, 1708 South 8th Street. You simply call them at 317-773-4800. Again, that number is 317-773-4800. They have up to 26 feet box trucks available. Truckless homeless can sure come in handy. Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. For the second buzzer, 6 second timeout between quarters. 38-5. The possession arrow is going to get the basketball to Tri-Central. There was no tie-ups in the first quarter. Blue Devils got the opening tip. It's going to be brought in. Tri-Central bringing the ball in at 42. Logan Yelts. Sit out top. Stetson. To Newcomb. They're back out top. They'll dribble a paint. Low right side. Left side, I should say. Pick it up. They'll work it back around. To the hands. Logan Yelts. They're working back around, spin move into paint, left-handed floater. Underhanded cheap shot just missed. That was 30. Take Rams gear. Front court going to drive the lane. Shot wouldn't go. That was Nolan Swan. Soft shot up on the cylinder. Fell off. Came back the other direction. Top to Newcomb. They're working back around, elbow right side. Picks up his dribble. That's number 20. Leighton Henderson. Leighton Henderson, he's a 6-1 senior. Off the glass, layup, high side, credit the bucket. That's number 30, Drake Ramsier, the 5'11 junior. The basketball in the front court, on the dribble, is Sam Quigley. Works the right side, Brady Carpenter. Going to pick up a screen from Tracy. They're going to go to the corner with it. And Quigley is going to backpedal, going to work him. Now they're going to paint. They have to get the ball out of there. Pick up his dribble. Back to Tracy, now back to Brady Carpenter. Carpenter on the backpedal dribble. And against him, right there is 42, Logan Yelts. Drive the baseline, going to be a foul, and push foul, that pushes Grady Carpenter kind of across the baseline. So second foul, the ball game on 42, Logan Yelts. First foul here in the second quarter. We dribble in. Floater in the paint, credit the bucket. Grady Carpenter. One team yet. 33-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Working in the front court. 30. Down low. That was Drake Ramsier. Got a down low to 40. Right there, Jay Jankovic. Jankovic. There we go. And in the paint, two-point shot good. Tri-Central. Credit the bucket. Tri-Central Trojan. We're going to the left side behind the arc. A bucket made by Stetson Newcomb. Outside the lane right there, and he tips out of bounds. The last touch by Tipton. Blue Devils going to give the ball back to Tri-Central. They'll be brought in left of the bucket. They ride the bucket on the side court line. Jason from the Tri-Central bench. To the front court. On the dribble, looking right there, that was Drake Ramsier. Behind the bad dribble, Stetson Newcomb takes it to the corner behind the arc before Aaron Hoback, and he'll dish off. 3-point shot, would he go? Not taken there by Stetson Newcomb. So bring the ball in, ball of last touch, went out of bounds. Five Central, brought in Sam Swiggin, brings it in, picks it in to Grady Carpenter. On the dribble, it go back to Sam, and a little bit of an errant pass in front of Sam Swiggin goes out of bounds. So they'll bring the ball in. The backcourt, on the dribble, looking right there with the basketball, Stetson Newcomb. They get it back to teammate, number 30, that's Drake Ramsey. Back to Ramsey. Ramsey hits the three. Right elbow extended. 40-12 contest. The dribble in. Shot wouldn't go. And Quigley going to absorb the foul. They'll go to the foul line. He'll shoot two. Going to whistle this foul on Tri-Central. Going to be whistled on Jay. And Koviak, he's got two. Team foul number two. Here in the second quarter, Blue Devils yet to foul in the second quarter. The free throw line is going to shoot two. That's number five, Sam Quigley, 6'1" junior. Shot rimmed out, wouldn't go. So they're going to substitute in the ball game once again is number 50, Trenton Pass. And taking a breather is number 40, Jay Dankoviak. Second shot, wouldn't go. Sam Quigley at the strike, crossing the timeline on the dribble. Glass, shot taken by Drake Ramsey. Wouldn't go, rebound Tipton. To the front court, going baseline. Step back, two-point shot, wouldn't go. Nolan Swan, the left near the left corner baseline, it would have been a two. The dribble in front of the scores bench. The dribble there, Drake Ramsey. They're working across the lane. Out top is Ramsey. He'll dribble. Working against him, Grady Carpenter. We'll work it out top once again. Spin move in the paint. Stetson Newcomb. Nice move in the paint. On the spin move, that's freed him up for the layup. And a call timeout. Timeout, I'll mention here in the second quarter. 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Now call is going to be a 30 second timeout. We'll make them Hope Jewelers. Jewelers in Tipton. Your signs are made for precious moments. Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need. The field of diamonds, gold and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, they're at 135 East Jefferson Street, in Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-759-720. Hope Jewelers are open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 10:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers and Tipton. They'll bring the ball inside court right there in front of the coaches and the players of Tipton brought in by Grady Carpenter. Action money on the drive. They're going to paint. They flip it down left side just outside the paint. Goes out of bounds. Touching the basketball there was high in Tracy, but it was tipped out. As touched by Tri-Central. So Blue Devils going to bring the ball in, ride the bucket on the baseline. They go alley-oop play in the paint, and it's good. Jackson Money in the paint. Alley-oop toss in the baseline by Nolan Swan. Work it back around in the front court. Try Central to work it down low. Back his way in. Around jumper in the paint, got the bucket. 50, Trenton Pass. That's with the bucket. The 2-16. Get to the timeline through the leg dribble. Nolan Swan and go right side. Sam Quigley in front of the Blue Devil bench. Shoots in the Tri-Central bench. Nolan Swan going to get it back to number three, Grady Carpenter. There's going to be a foul whistle as Grady Carpenter drilled the lane. He kicked it to the corner. Sam Quigley going to be a foul called. And absorbing the foul there was number three, Grady Carpenter. He's going to bring the ball in. They're going to bounce pass in the paint. Again, it's Jackson Money. And a good bounce pass on the inbound. Carpenter, 44-16. In the front court with the basketball. Stetson Newcomb. Work at left side. Move. Lost the handle. Going to go back the other direction. Sam Quigley. Quigley going to take a shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound follow-up is good. Jackson Money for two. 3-point advantage for the Blue Devils. Out top of the basketball. On the dribble is Drake Ramsey. Going to work it right side. Tipped away and picked up finally by Stetson Newcomb. Newcomb's going to drive in. Kicks it to the corner to Ramsey. that Newcomb was fouled before the pass. Rams here, they're going to call a foul on Tipton. So whistle this foul. The Blue Devils, that's number three. That's number three on his jersey. That's Grady Carpenter. He'll pick up first. He brought in right of the bucket. Destin Newcomb. Deep in the front court. Picked up. He'll drive the lane. 42. Couldn't get the original shot. That was Yelich. We're going to get a second putback, and the shot's going to go in. Number 50, Trenton Patch. Passes 6'5 senior. In the front court with the basketball. Jackson Money. Going to work it left side on the dribble. Elbow left side. Grady Carpenter dishes it down low to Tracy. He'll get it even further down low. He gives it Jackson Money for two, and Jackson Money. His pass, thankful. Coming up in a couple days. Thanksgiving. And back to the front, and tipped away. Back the other direction. Shot wouldn't go. It's alone. It was Tracy. Couldn't get the bucket. Ian Tracy, a senior, 6'4", the roster. We'll tip out of bounds right there. Going to tip it out the baseline. They're going to say the last touch by Tri-Central. Ball's going to be brought in from the corner. From the baseline, but from the corner. And by Nolan Swan, defending him out top. And it's right in his face. He sets and Newcomb. Going to back the other direction. And working and bounce free. Picked up by Grady Carpenter. They're going to try to go baseline. Tried to spin move, kind of like the Michael Jordan. Started back out, wanted to go back baseline. It's going to be a foul whistle on Tri-Central. A whistle foul on 42, Logan Yelch. He's got three here in the first half. He's going to be subbed to the end four. Now we'll try to capture that number. He's going to pick up. He's going to guard the Carpenter, so he's got a pretty good load in front of him. The dribble there. Keen Isaiah Fowler. Ball game defensively. One junior. Bring it down low. Landon Spidell in the ball game. Landon Spidell. Good pass. Went off the glass. Left side. Caught. Not like he catches passes on the football field. In the back around. Outside the arc. And elbow extended. Good. Hit the bucket. That's number 30. Great Ramseer. 50-21 advantage for the Blue Devils. Clock moving. 1:27 left here in the first half. We're in the second quarter. On the dribble, right elbow, quickly kicks it back out, well behind the arc. Nolan Swan, the spin move, left elbow. And to take a shot. Shot wouldn't go. And rebound there for Tri-Central. That's number 50, Trenton Patch. Patch with the board. Dribble in the paint. He'll dish off pass to get the bucket in the paint. Nice assist by number 40, Jay Dankoviak. Under a minute, 52 seconds left. Blue Devils in the front court. They'll dribble across the timeline right there. I should say right next to it. He's going to give the ball back to Grady Carpenter. He's going to take a free shot. Now, back in the day, they didn't like you taking free shots after a foul. That's kind of like the NBA. But maybe Grady Carpenter, you just maybe. He's at the free throw line now. 45 seconds left in the second quarter. First shot for Grady Carpenter is good. So congratulatory right there from Jackson Money. So we're going to give him one more shot. 51-23. And still, 51-23, he couldn't get the second one. Rebound out of there, 50. Pass. That's pass, working to the front court on the dribble. To Newcomb. Working out for Ramseer. They're working around the perimeter. Looking right side, 14, Isaiah Fowler. On the perimeter once again. Moving the ball, reversing it and getting it back out. We're going to go into paint. No foul called. No foul there. Looks like that might have been. That was 30, Drake Ramseer. Rebound, Blue Devils. Ball's in the front court. Nolan Swan on the dribble. They're adjacent, right there, parallel to the second line. They'll get it back to Grady Carpenter. That's going to empty out. There's going to be a foul. 3:02 left in the first half. They're going to whistle a foul, and Grady Carpenter is going to go back to the free throw line. He's going to get two shots. So Grady Carpenter is the first. It goes in. 22-23. Second quarter. We're in the first half. 3.2 seconds left. Pass passing the official. Second shot for Grady Carpenter. Also good. So the Tri-Central Trojans going to bring it in. We got 3.2. Going to have to release it quick. Take a shot from half court. It's going to be Stetson Newcomb. He'll take it. Half court shot nearly hit the backboard and went in. The backboard and rimmed right out. We'll miss him. We are at halftime. We'll miss him. Blue Devils take a 53-23 advantage to the locker room as the Blue Devil band playing more joyful noise up on the stage. Live music. It's in high school. Also mentioned Jim Dandy. You just need to use Jim Dandy. Blue, the good friends, your time at Jim Dandy Restaurant, they strive to please you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first three-point shot, at Jim Dandy Restaurant, they put all of their guests first, no matter which team is leading on the scoreboard. Gifted in Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurant, always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name. Jim Dandy Restaurant, Noblesville and Gifted. Also bringing you tonight's contest is Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, that's Century 21 Sheets Company. The real estate agent, the real estate broker. You're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent. For Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience out serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list in or let Lisa book your residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text 317-513-4086. And that number is 317-513-4086. Simple. We would rather relax and rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience and knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Bear. 321, each company, 317-813-4086. And also bringing you tonight's contest is Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck, that's the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. Sell a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them at Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 2757 Three Gun Road in Atlanta. Rural address 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store. I'm a Inc. That's I-N-K, period. You can call them at 765-552-5130. Again, that number is 765-552-5130. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. But they're at Runyon, for basketball all the way. Between Allen Runyon, 6'5", played basketball in high school. Just about 9 miles up of here. Also mentioned, bringing you tonight's ball game is tonight's superstar we'll mention. That's the Indiana Express Rentals. Superstar Indiana Express Rentals. Located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. And that number is 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial. Lift gates. A line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner, he's on site daily. See Dirk. Dirk will escort you around the lot. You take your choice. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Open on Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals. Hold on. Intermission, 6 minutes, 25 seconds left. We're at halftime. 30-point advantage for the Blue Devils. 53-23. They walk back in the day. I was remember this well. I was riding, I think it was with my dad. He was going up 31. Probably, I think, past Kokomo, if I'm remembering correctly. We were listening to Bobby Knight. And I basketball and listening to IU. I said, well, sometimes a team can, it happens, you get the score doubled on you. Sometimes it happens. Not all the time, but I think we were listening to the Indiana Hoosiers. I'm thinking it was Wisconsin. I think Bob Knight and the Hoosiers. I think they won the game 110 to 55. Now, that was a while back. A little bit, a couple days ago. So, hey, we'll also mention last season final polls. The final poll, I think they were right there. I think it's probably Associated Press, if I'm not mistaken. It might be the coaches' poll. But in Class 1A, you mentioned that, of the Tri-Central Trojans. Well, I just say that because they're in the same class last year. Number one, it was Bloomfield, number one, they finished last year, number one. Number two, Central. Number three last year, finished the season. Third spot, that was Orleans. Number four, it was Lagodi. Number five, it was Greenwood Christian. At number six, it was Bethesda Christian. Number seven, it was Morgan Township. Number eight, it was Indianapolis Lutheran. Indianapolis Lutheran. They're going to play in the final game, football. It's going to be a 1A final. And somebody told me this, that they got a pretty good record. But we'll also mention right there is after Lutheran, they're in ninth place, Evansville Christian. 10th place, this is just last year, final polls. They don't really mean a whole lot. Last year, now, every team's got new dynamics. In 10th spot, I should say 9th spot, Evansville Christian. Evansville Christian, pretty fine young man. I'll call him a young man. Lives down there. Dave Berkemeyer. He is a sport nut. That guy does a lot of stuff. He still likes it. We'll also mention, for 11, but we'll go back to number 10, Marquette Catholic. Number 10 last year, final poll. Number 11, Blue River. Blue River, that's down south. Number 12, Tri-Titans. They're the Tri-Titans. And at number 13, it was Traders Point last year. It was Point Christian. So that's in Class 1A. And we'll talk about Class 2A. Poll from a year ago. Started out like this last year. Final poll. Number 1, Benton Stockton. Say, well, you follow Linton Stockton, they must have an athletic factory because they are in all the polls. And number 2 is Wapahani. At number 3 is Fort Wayne Blackhawks. The 4, South Spencer. Our 2 teams tied for number 5 in the polls last year. Final poll. Diversity. University High School right there on 116th Street. Carmel. Right there, also Brownstown Central. Brownstown Central at number 5, tied with Percy. Number 7 is Gary, 21st Century. Number eight, Providence. Providence at number eight. Number nine, Southwestern High School. That's in Hanover. At number 10, Carroll. Carroll Cougars out of Flora, Indiana, right there on 18. Number 11, North Judson at number 11. At number 12, Adams Central at number 12. Number 13, Eastern Hancock. And at number 14, the Tifton Blue Devils. Blue Devils finished last year at number 14. We'll mention the last in this list right here is number 15, House Knox. House Knox, we got a minute, 31 seconds left. They're in the intermission. And we'll also mention this game is being brought to you tonight by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's CarQuest Auto Parts. Located at 1110 on South Peru Street, Thoreau, Indiana, 46034. They're at south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza, but just south of McDonald's, but on the other side of the road. Mentioned they are team members, CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero. They are there to ensure you get the right parts first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. And that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts. Also bringing you tonight's ball game, ATM Auto, ATM Auto LLC. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. ATM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. ATM Auto, they do everything under the hood. As long as your new tires, clean tune-ups, and your routine oil changes, extend longevity from each of your automobiles. We'll catch up with AGM Auto here in a moment. Getting ready to start the third quarter and half. Going to be brought in at court, Blue Devils. Brought in there by Tracy. We're going to have top dribble, Nolan Swan being guarded there. Stetson Newcomb, Sam Quigley. We're going back down low on a two-point shot. Good. Credit that bucket, number 12, the Ryan Tracy. Ball's in the front court, 55-23. Going to work at the left side on the dribble, picked up his dribble. Stetson Newcomb, he's going to pick a screen right there, going to get the ball loose. Stetson Newcomb going to work it down low outside the paint. Picked up his dribble, that's 50, Trenton pass. Jump pass back out top, Stetson going to drive the lane. Acrobatic shot. He was straight under the hoop, he's got it back up. Mangus on it off the glass. Point. Put it down low. It was kind of finger roll. Got his own board. Couldn't get the second shot to go either. It was three. Grady Carpenter. Ball's in the front court. Off the glass. Outside the paint. Shot taken there by Drake Rasmeyer. He rams there. And a shot wouldn't go for the Blue Devils. Working across the timeline. Stetson. To Newcomb. Newcomb outside the paint. He'll take a shot. He'll get the bucket. And he'll shoot one more. About to be picked up there by teammate Trenton Pats. I take that back. They're going to call that an offensive foul. They're going to call this foul on Trenton Pats. They got back and call it on Stetson Newcomb. Three fouls on Newcomb. We're in the third quarter. 6:32 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline. Top. Swan kicks it outside. Grady Carpenter drives in from the three-point land. Back to Nolan. Nolan kicks it out from the baseline to Grady Carpenter. And briefly there, Quigley puts the ball back around. Tracy. And back around, that's right there, Jackson Money. Dump pass to go to the corner with it. Tracy lost the handle. He's going to cross the timeline on the dribble. Take Ramgear. Back to the dribble and move it out top. The drive there, 20, Leighton Henderson. Just a shot. We're actually going to put it back out in the hands of Pat. Pick it up on the baseline. Dribble baseline. And he tips away. Last set there, good hands by Jackson Money. They'll work it from right there. They'll bring the ball in. They'll bring it in from the side court. He toss it in. Bounce pass outside the arc. Sets to Newcomb. He'll pass it down low. Drive the paint off the glass. Uses that big frame. That's number 50. Trenton Pass, 6'5 senior. I would guess he played on the football team. Step to the corner. Crossover dribble. Grady Carpenter works it down low. 2-point bucket good. Ian Tracy and a good assist from Grady Carpenter. That's in the timeline. The dribble outside the arc. Got, you know, hesitation dribble there from Ramsey. Give it off teammate. Logan Younce. Let's just do Logan Younce. Going to dribble out top. Steps to Newcomb. Pine Artem gets good hands in there. Sam Quigley tipped it free. And they got the steal. It's going to be a simultaneous petition right there for the basketball. It's going to be brought in. It's going to be alternating arrow. Going to give it to Tri-Central. 51-27. Working out top. Going to be a steal. Almost a steal. It's a half-court line. It is a steal. Picked up there by Quigley. It's a Tracy back to Jackson Money in, outside the paint there. Or I should say left elbow extended. Shot wouldn't go for Noah Swan. Going to be a steal in the backcourt. Sam Quigley gets the steal. Got the bucket. Got the layup. 59-27. We're going to be in the paint there. Rams here. Going to be pass stolen. He's going to go up with the basketball. It's going to be number 23. And Jackson Money. That 6 foot frame, he can surely get up. Got fouled in the act of shooting. He'll try for the 3-point play. And at the free throw line is Jackson Money. We're going to see Tri-Central checking back in with number 40, Jay and Koviak. Also in the ballgame, 44, Aaron Hoback. Aaron Hoback, he's a junior, 6'2". 3-point play opportunity, rims around and falls in nicely. Settle. Got there off the rim. So they're going to bring the ball in. Baseline, right side. Coach is going to give opportunity right there for Stetson Newcomb. He's going to take a breather in the ball game. Here's number 32. And then we'll have to double check. That number is not on my list here. I'll try to find it from the JV roster. So we're going to be tipped and we're going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Devils. So we'll just call him the player. I'm sure thing he is right there. Red hair, number 32. On 3-point shot. Tight elbow extended with Nolan Swan for three. 65-27 in the third quarter. Side the arc, you move it back around. 42, down. Pass it down low. They go to the baseline. Ball tipped out of bounds. Good hands there on Grady Carpenter. So, in this ball game, we have reached what they call a mercy rule. I guess they couldn't find another word for it, but it's the mercy rule. If one team is ahead of the other team by 35 points or more, the second half cannot get a mercy rule in the first half. It doesn't happen. It can only be implemented in the second half. Baseline jumper, good. 50, Trenton Pass, 5-senior. And I should mention, once the mercy rule begins, it'll begin for the rest of the game. Even if the team comes back and wins the game, I guess, that's how it is, the mercy rule. You can't come back. I'm going to stop and go again once it goes to the mercy rule. Work it down low. A lot of bumping down there. Pat off the handle back the other direction. Nolan Swan. Side arc to go to the corner with it. At 23, Jackson Money. 3-point basket good. The ball in and goes across the timeline on the dribble. It's to Logan Yount. Yelts at the elbow, right side, going to hand off. Hard to the hoop. Going to say the foul took place on the floor prior to the shot. absorbing the foul there was 44, Aaron Hoback, 6'2", junior. That foul's whistled on Tipton Boilermakers. There we go. Blue Devils, not far from Boilermakers City. There in Lafayette. They're trying to get the ball in. And back out on the dribble is number 32. Do apologize. Don't have his name number on my list. I couldn't get a roster sheet when I walked in. I apologize. We're going to back in the front court. We're thinking in the back court going to be a steal by the Blue Devils. Work it to the outside edge here. Grady Carpenter, cross court, skip pass. Quigley couldn't hold it. Going back the other direction. 32 trying to get the assist. Get the assist. Shot wouldn't go. We're going to go to the foul stripe. That shot was taken right there, down low. Strike Central Trojans, 42, Logan Younce. So at the free throw line, Younce is going to shoot two. First shot up and rims off, wouldn't go. So substitutions in for Strike Central. Again, it's going to be Ramsey back in and Newcomb. 30 and number 10, Newcomb, can get one more shot at the free throw line. 42, Logan Younce. He'll eye it and fly it. Rims off long anchor. Or the iron, I should say. Rebound. Identical in the paint. Got the bucket. That's number 40, Jay Jankowiak. Gonna right there across the timeline. 6'6", Grady Parker. Long pass. Behind the arc. 3-point shot would go for Nolan Swan. Down number 40, Central Kodiak. The front court on the dribble through the lane. Try to do a no-look pass. And it's tipped out of bounds. And that was a good pass right there. Hogan Younce. And number 40, Tri-Central. Jay Jankowiak says, my bad. I should have caught that. Tipped out of bounds by Tipton. Central brings the ball back in. East line, Jankowiak. Dribble in, 32, going to take a shot, going to be fat, excuse me, get a blocked shot by Grady Carpenter. Was no foul involved, it was a clean blocked shot. Down top of the basketball, Landon Spidell. Spidell going to set a screen for Nolan Swan, he'll use it slightly. Going to work it back around, they're going to dribble in. The paint, shot outside the mark, wouldn't go. A rebound, Tipton, and then Grady Carpenter makes a nice pass down low. Gavin Hare got one there, a 2-point bucket in the paint. Side the arc, point shot, going to go, shot at the buzzer. Wouldn't go for Tri-Central. At a three-quarter break, mentioned Tipton Blue Devils 70, Tri-Central Trojans 31. Yes, AGM Auto will finish this up. AGM Auto, we welcome you. They say we welcome you. New ownership. Same quality work and same smiling faces. GM Auto, new location right here west of Arcadia, less than a half a mile. 6660 East 266th Street. They're open daily, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. GM Auto also restores classic cars and trucks. You can find them on Facebook. AGM Auto, LLC. Dial them up at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. AGM Auto in Arcadia, west of town. So they're going to bring the ball in. It's the first buzzer. It's going to be brought in. Tri-Central, alternate possession arrow. And then I get pardon, it's going to be Blue Devil basketball. It's going to be brought in by Kim Quigley. Playing slightly in the backcourt on the dribble through the legs there, Grady Carpenter. He guarded out top 20, Leighton Henderson. Outside the arc from the alley-oop, slam dunk, Grady Carpenter with the bucket. And a nice pass. 3-point territory by Nolan Swan. Top of the basketball, Ramsey. On the drill, he'll pass to the corner, sets him Newcomb being guarded there closely by Sam Quigley. Quigley right in his grill. That's pretty close to a five-second call. They're working back out. Ramsdeer tips out of bounds. Going to be off the leg of Ramsdeer. Going to stay in the front court. Just try central. And I'm working there. In the doorway is athletic director Corey Fernum. He doesn't handle the basketball there. He used to handle that basketball quite well. They're working it down low. The foul whistled in the front court. It's going to stay in the front court with Tri-Central. So it's going to be brought in. Left of the bucket on the baseline. Foul's whistled on Shifton. Gavin Hare, he has two. Looking to get it in. Grady Carpenter going to guard the inbound. A good height difference. And a bounce pass, try to get it inside. The paint there, try to get it to just... Jakobiak is tipped away by Nolan Swan. And steal by the Blue Devils. To the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Rims off. Wouldn't go for Gavin Hare. To back turnaround jumper. Gets outside the paint. Landon Seidel for two. 24-31. In the front court with the basketball. On the dribble, Stetson Newcomb. Going to be a foul whistle in the front court. To whistle on Blue Devils. We have three check in the ballgame. Jackson Money back in. Tracy back in. And also in the game for Tri-Central is number 24, Tanner England. Tanner England, he's a 6'1" junior. Can be brought in deep. Behind the three-point stripe. In there by Jankowiak. Work it down low. Before shot in the paint, wouldn't go. That shot taken by 14, Isaiah Fowler. Yeah, Fowler saw some action in the first half. Driving the lane there, wouldn't go. Gavin Hare, rebound. Out of there, going the distance. Going to be a foul whistle. Hard to the hoop. Dribble drive from number 30. Fake Ramsdeer. We're going to see a couple of more guys check in to this first shot. Two shot foul. Out in the act of shooting. By Central, number 30 at the line. Drake Ramsdeer. Shot good. So... in the ball game, in the game, potential Trenton Pass, number 50. And I will also mention in the ball game for Clifton, 15, Drake Thompson, 11 senior. Second shot goes in. 74-33 in the front court with the basketball. From the dribble. Center right side, now on the dribble out top. Jackson Money. Look around the weave right there. Looks like the bulldog weave. Top moving the basketball. Jackson Money. To the corner, moving it around. Tracy. He'll get the ball back from Jackson. And out top, Gavin Hare. He'll pop a three. Shot wouldn't go. He's going to end up on the baseline. They'll get the ball back to Tri-Central. So they're going to bring the ball in right of the bucket. Put in by number 42, Logan Yelch. To the front court, 30, Drake Ramsdeer outside the paint. Shot going to go for Ramsdeer. Rebound Tipton. The front court, Jackson Money. Behind the arc. Down low and get the ball back from Gavin Hare. To the corner, Jackson Money. Good defense. Right here by Tri-Central. Going to steal the basketball in the paint. Coming up to that basketball with Trenton Pass. Pulling the basketball and working in the paint. The foul whistle is going to be a jump ball. Simultaneous possession. Substitution. The ball game. Jackson Money's going to take another breather. Not sure he'll get back in the game, in the ball game. Blue Devils is number 2, Peyton Aller. Peyton Aller is the only freshman on the varsity roster. 6'1". Corner. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Step there on the rebound. 15. Drake Johnson. Tracy on the dribble, crossing the sideline at 6'4". He'll go right side with the basketball, Landon Spidell. Spidell being guarded by Isaiah Fowler. Take a shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Rebound secured, Trenton Pat to the front court. To the hoop. He's going to put that shoulder down. He's going to get called for an offensive foul. Driving hard baseline. Ball's going to go back to Tipton. That's only the first foul here in the second half. On Tipton, excuse me, on Tri-Central. 3:06 clock moving. Clock is a running clock. If it's in the second half, and there's a 35 or more differential. On the dribble out near the center line, working there is Tracy, 6'4", pretty good dribbling exhibition. Ryan Tracy, side the arc and working left side, and work it back around, go off the glass. It's going to be a bounce pass, ride the bucket. Will be brought in, Blue Devils, 15, Drake Johnson. Going to bring it in, going to be defended. At their 42, Tri-Central, Logan Younce. Working out top, passing off, Peyton Oliver. To get it back on the dribble there, 15, Drake Johnson. Austin going to pick up his dribble deep in the front court. Gavin Hare with the basketball. Guarded right there by Fenton Pass. I think that back, that was Jay Jankowiak. The dribble on the two chance from the corner. Baseline jumper is good. 15, Drake Johnson. On the dribble, out top. Off the handle, trying to get it back. And be tipped out of bounds across the timeline in front of the Blue Devil bench. Long two, tipped it. Clock still moving. 1:46, I believe. I'm looking to the back with 1:33 left. And I'm working right there in front of the scores bench. They'll bring the ball in. Blue Devils. Another young man off the scores bench is Humrichow. Sam Humrichow in the ball game. So long, 3-point shot. Left elbow extended for that one. I don't have his number on my sheet. But I'm going to be a foul whistle. Clock might empty out. And we're missing that shot. Probably Jay Clark, number 40. Got the 3-point bucket. He's a sophomore. Skipped up. So they're going to bring the ball free throw line. First shot is good. Tri-Central. 32, Logan Younce. 6'2", junior. Only two sophomores listed on the roster here combined for the AD came up, and I don't realize their number. It'll be a rebound and a traveling violation. So they're going to get the ball back to Tri-Central. We're under a minute. Left of the bucket. Einhart now on the dribble. And loses his footing. 44, Aaron Hoback. 6'2", junior. Out of bounds. Last touch by Tipton. 26 seconds left here in the ball game. Clock is moving. Getting the ball in. Bounce pass in the paint. Double the shot. Shot wouldn't go. Going back the other direction. With the dribble and working through the corner. This Drake Johnson. Turning around the outside. Humrick out. He'll kick it back out. Point shot this time. Wouldn't go. He got his first one. Rebound Tri-Central. Try to get the shot away. Shot wouldn't go. It was just behind the bucket. A good ball game right here. County. Always playing hard at Tipton High School for Tri-Central. Mentioned final score. Ball game, Tipton, 80. Tri-Central, 34. Do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention once again, tomorrow night, I should say, December 1st. Friday, December 1st. It'll be the Tipton Blue Devils. They'll travel to Frankfort. Frankfort hot dogs over there. They're going to get a new ball. Xbox should be nice. We'll mention that ball game. It's on the schedule. There's some posters out there, and it's on the poster. And it's not going to be able to happen. Cannot be there. So that's the 1st of December. But that game will happen for sure. We'll also mention Tri-Central Trojans. Next game on their agenda is going to be also Friday, December 1st, 6 o'clock, 7:30. The Cowan Allen will be in the house. Try Central. Izzy, thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home. Sound check. She monitors the ball game. So see you next time, and check the webpage for the next ball game. And until then, thank you for tuning in. And no matter if you're home or away, you're doing the teaching and the learning. Don't let him go, fire burning.